أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي عمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. السلام
عليكم.
One topic, usually there is a lot of objection in Western world against Islam, and that is polygamy, or Muslims, they are allowed to have more than one wife. And in the same sense, they also object and insult the Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi
wasallam.
First of all, marriage in Islam, that is very sacred institution. And Islam and Quran promotes the culture of marriage. As a whole, Islam promotes legal things, those things which are helpful to maintain the physical health, the spiritual health, the peace, the tranquility, understanding, and anything that is against the psychology of the people, against the peace of the people, against the tranquility of the people. So usually either that is haram in Islam, or Islam rejects, or that is makruh. We all have been formed by water, so we need water. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us permission. Any water that is pure, and we have the right, we are owner, or we have the right, or the people, they have not put the sanction, other people cannot drink water. So that water we need to drink, because that is our basic need. Likewise, food. We cannot live if we are not eating food. So in the same sense, getting married, this is also the natural need. Need of boys and girls, when they are mature, so they need to get married. If they are not getting married, and if they are postponing themselves, or the society is not giving them permission, so then most of them, they will be sick. Maybe psychologically or psychiatric diseases, different kinds of diseases they will have. And if they are not getting married, the other way is the illegal way, that is adultery, that is haram in Islam. And those people who are adulterer, they are number one damaging their body, their health, whether that is physical or spiritual. This is one damage. Number two, anyone who is adulterer, his wealth will finish very soon. Number three, his age will be reduced. So the person who is getting involved in illegal relations with opposite sex, or even in this world, that is also haram in Islam, with the same sex, homosexuality or heterosexuality, both that is not legal, is not allowed in Islam. So Islam has provided us the middle path, and that is the legal path. When the boy and girl, they are mature, then we have to find out the spouse. And Islam and Quran says, if you are thinking you are not rich enough, you cannot maintain the expenses, so arrange your marriage, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your sustenance. Not only you will get, by getting married, you are not only you are married, but you are also getting more wealth as well. And you are more respectful among the community members. So that is, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy and His bounties and His fault will be more as compared to that time when someone is unmarried. But usually the objection is, why Islam has given permission the man can have four wives? So first of all, Islam has not commanded anyone to have four wives. What Islam is promoting, Islam says, whenever you are mature, physically and mentally, both. When you are mature, when you are baligh, then you need to get married. This is what Islam promotes. But Islam is not promoting, there is no choice or you are forced to have four wives. No. Islam has opened the gate. Why? Because in Western world, other parts of the world, those who are not Muslim, so maybe they are having legally one wife, but they are having illegal relations with many women. So Islam says, if somebody has need, sometimes they are not having children from one couple, sometimes there are widows, sometimes there are some other issues due to which the people are getting married, having more than one wife. So Islam has kept the door open for more than one wife, but that is not compulsory for everyone. And according to Quran, the condition is you can have more than one wife, but the condition is you need to be just. If you are able, and Allah says it's really difficult, to having justice with two wives or with three wives or with four wives, it's really difficult. So you maintain the justice among each other. So it means when Quran is saying you cannot maintain, it means Quran is not promoting this culture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not promoting this culture. But why Islam kept the door of having more than one wife open? The one reason and the main reason is the world population that was never and that is now not. The number of males and the number of females are not 50% and 50%. Throughout the history, always the number of ladies or women, that was their percentage was more than males. So those ladies, for example, if everyone, male, female, they were 50-50, then it was justified. Okay, one man for one woman. But when the ladies are more in number and everyone has the basic need to get married, so then Islam should give the solution. So those ladies who are more than 50%, to who they will get married? So there should be someone. So the population of ladies and women in the world, that is almost 2% more than the male population. This is one reason. And you know, throughout the centuries, there is the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this ratio was not disbalanced too much. For example, you know, in Arabs, so they were killing their daughters, or they were not happy to have daughters. But with all these situations, still in the history of human being, there was not any time when, for example, the population of men were, for example, 80% and the ladies were 20% or vice versa. So this was never happening in the history. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maintaining this balance. Always ladies are a little bit more, gents are less, but this percentage is usually the differences from 1% to 4%, not more than that. So this is something that is maintained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Islam promotes the institution of marriage. Number two, when the people they are mature, they can get married, but Islam is not forcing anyone to have more than one wife. And also the girls, they are not allowed, when they are married, they are not allowed to have any kind of these relations with anybody else. So otherwise, they will be stoned. And if the men are doing this, and then if there is Islamic State, so either they will be whipped or they will be stoned. But according to Hadith, one time, once, if someone is committing adultery or zina, one time, that will ruin the worship of 70 years. But Islam has kept open the door if, due to any reason, if a person is there to get married, so then Islam is giving the permission. The other reason was, and even today, Islam also promotes if someone is widow, whether the man or the woman, if wife has died or the husband has died. So Islam is giving permission for your whole life. You are young, you need to get married. So for widows, Islam has also opened the door. And usually, especially the ladies, so gents, they are more rich, they are having job, they are having more skills. But no, not in Western, not in the Western world, but usually in the past, and especially in Muslim countries, so the men, they are more financially strong, ladies are less, and when they are widowed, there was nothing. No property, no income, no guardian. So that's why Islam gave the permission to have more than one wife. But the same objection is for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Those who are not Muslim, those who are against Islam. So they are also raising these points against the personality of Rasulullah. Why he had more than one wife? And usually they say that due to the lusty desires, he done this thing. He was never satisfied, no zubillah. But if we analyze his life, when he was young, he did not announce he is prophet. But still, his days and night he was spending in Ghar-e Hira. So what does this show? If he had any kind of desire, as the enemies they say, then instead of being in the mountains, in the caves, he should be on the streets.
Sure.
So when he did not announce that he is the prophet, he was there. Number two, his enemies, they gave him different names. And Quran has recorded those things.
Sure.
Some of them, they said he is Kahin. Others, they said he is magician. Others said he is poet. When enemies were giving these kind of titles, any kind of title they wish they gave to the Prophet, if Nauzubillah Prophet had any kind of this desire, then why his enemy, even his enemies, they did not highlight that Prophet has such kind of desire. Number three, when he got married with Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra salamu alayhi, so his age was 25. From 25 up to the age of 55 years, he had only one wife.
Sure.
So, and according to different historian, the age of Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra was more than the Prophet. And usually if someone is having any kind of these desires, so then that is at young age. When Prophet is young, he is in the cave of Hira. Number two, when he was young, he had only one wife, and even she was elder than him. And until Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra, she was alive up to the age of 55 of Prophet, he had only one wife. So after 55, usually people are old. And at that time in Arab, usually people were dying at the age of 40, 50, they were dying. So up to the age of 55, he had only one wife. And he never show any kind of desire to have other wife. In the last 3 years of his life, his age was 63, and Fateh Makkah, that was 3 years before his death, in 8th Hijra. So after Fateh Makkah, he had no marriage. So all marriages Prophet had are in between 55 to 60 years of age. And during those 5 years, Prophet was usually busy in wars as well, because his marriages happened in Medina. And from 2nd Hijra up to the 8th Hijra, Prophet was busy in wars. You know, if the person is, first of all, his age, he was an old person. During those 5 years, if he had 9 wives, so then during those 4 or 5 years, he was old. Number one, he was busy in wars. Number three, he was not staying with wives at all. He was busy in the mosque with companion, with war, with social issues, with business, with trade. And Quran is saying, Taha. This is one of the titles of Prophet. We have not revealed this Quran to put you in difficulty, because almost half of the night, or 2/3 of the night, again in Surah Muzammil it has been said, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, kum illayla illa kaleelan aw nisfu, aw inqus minhu kaleela, wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila. O Prophet, so when you are doing worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometime whole night and sometime 2/3 of night, so reduce it. So usually the husband and wife, they are with each other at night. But even Prophet was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. And this has been recorded in Quran. Then the wives he had, none of the wives is from Ansar of Medina. He was not married with any woman of Ansar of Medina. The majority of his wives were Muhajir. Hazrat Sauda, he married in Makkah, and her husband died. She was widow, and her family, they were mushrik and kafir. And to protect her iman, Prophet married with Hazrat Sauda. Number two, Umm Salma. Her husband also died in war. She was widow. She had few children. To take care of the children and to protect the widow, with Hazrat Umm Salma, Prophet married. Hazrat Umm Habiba, she was among those people who migrated in Ethiopia. And her husband also died. She was widow, and Prophet married with Hazrat Umm Habiba. And Zainab, one of the wife, her husband also died, and she was widow. And there is another Zainab. Zainab bint Jahsh. She was wife of Zaid. And Zaid was not the real son, but the so-called son, because Prophet brought him up and he was famous as the son of the Prophet. So when Zaid divorced Zainab, and in Arab culture, it was the part of culture of the people, even if so-called son was married with someone and if he divorced, then his father cannot marry with that divorced lady. And here was commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get married with Zainab, so that that wrong culture should be stopped and a new and legal culture should be introduced. Other wife was Safiya. Safiya was the daughter of the head of the tribe of Khaybar's Jews. And her husband was killed in Jang Khaybar. And this Hayy bin Akhtab, who was also the head of the tribe, and when Safiya came as the prisoner, so usually this was also the sunnah of Prophet, when the prisoners were coming, usually the family of the king, so Prophet was not, you know, depriving them. They were the usually the important personality of their tribe, and usually Prophet was trying not to do humiliation of those people. So that's why she was prisoner. Prophet bought her and paid the money and then left her. And then she also proposed, if Prophet likes, she can be his wife. So that's Safiya. And then there is Maria. And when Prophet, in 6th Hijra, Prophet wrote the letter to the king of Egypt, he sent one Qanis to the Prophet, and Maria Kiptia, she was from Egypt, she was Qanis of the Prophet, and the children of Prophet were from Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra, and one son Ibrahim was from Hazrat Maria Kiptia. And she entered into the life of Prophet in 6th Hijra, and Ibrahim died in 8th Hijra, and before the death of Prophet Maria Kiptia, she also died. So these were the different wives of the Prophet. So mainly, either the ladies were poor, or they widowed, there was no one to protect them, or like Hazrat Aisha or Hazrat Hafsa, so some other ladies, because Umm Habiba was daughter of Abu Sufyan. So in Arab there was another culture, when people were becoming damad, son-in-law of any tribe, so they were respecting, they were supporting. And there was one tribe, Bani Mustalak, and Bibi Jawariya, she was the daughter of the head of the tribe. And when all of them, her father and other people, they were took as prisoner in Medina, so then Prophet bought this Jawariya as Qanis, and then she accepted Islam. And when she became the wife of the Prophet, at that time Muslim, they requested Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, these are your relatives, we are happy, you have to release all these prisoners. And when Prophet released the prisoners, all of them happily they accepted Islam. And when Makkah, after Fateh Makkah, because most of the towns and villages were occupied by Muslims, so then after Fateh Makkah, there was no need to develop these kind of relations. So the wives of the Prophet, so many, they were either widow or poor, or they need some guardian, or due to political reason. And Prophet also, you know, the 50% or more than 50% population was the ladies. And the ladies, they need education, they need Islam, they need tabligh. Prophet, through his wives, he was able to teach his wife, and his wives were teaching the other ladies as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma qalli waliyyaka al-hujjata al-Hassan. Salawatuka alayhi wa ala awal. Bi hadha sa'abdi wa fi kulli sa'ad. Waliyya ma'afidha maka'ina wa nasi'a wa dalila wa'ayna. Hatta tuskinahum ar-raka tawwa wa tawattiha fiya tawila. Parwadigara, Imam Adaman alayhi salam ka jalza khul khama. Parwadigara, ham sab ke rozo ko, ibadat ko, najat ko, Quran ko, namazun ko, منظور و مقبول فرما.